Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk
Radio Countdown. I'm completely against drone strikes within the U.S. against U.S. citizens. It violates the Fifth Amendment rights of all citizens. And I'm actually against drone strikes in foreign countries, too. During Senator Paul's filibuster, he mentioned that every time we may kill a suspected terrorist overseas, you just make 10 more of them, you know, and their family members are seek revenge. It doesn't do any good.
There's a talk radio caller who says that he's completely against the use of drones. I would second that emotion. How about you? 888-302-3684. As we review the conversations that are making news, I suppose, news talk radio news, that is what our people who are sort of connected to what's going on in the world, saying about what's going on in the world, and the coverage of that which is going on in the world. Is that a confusing statement? Nah, not really. This is a review of this past weekend. A lot of the conversation on the radio comes from the Sunday morning talk programs. The controversy over drones and Senator Rand Paul's filibuster are where we start on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I think it's not important or didn't have significance or impact on the public. You're kidding yourself. The senators who didn't like it are all members of the status quo, and the public, for the most part, doesn't like the status quo. And that's why there's support for him and support for his conversation. The average American does not want drones used. The president figured that out after all the hoopla surrounding the filibuster and changed his position. Drones being used around the world, and whether or not you're being watched by a drone, part of the conversation. You can respond at 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com. I'm Doug Steffen, and we go to the Sunday morning program, the news show on Fox, hosted by Chris Wallace, who talks here to Laura Ingraham, Kim Strassel, Juan Williams, and Julie Pace about drones and Senator Paul's filibuster.
Let's talk about the drones. Yeah. Let me give you a scenario. American citizen in Montana, he's leading an insurrection against the United States, because that's the kind of thing we're talking about here.
Insurrection, okay.
An insurrection against the United States.
Can I ask more detail, please? I mean, is it a Tea Party person?
It doesn't matter.
Foreign element.
It doesn't
right?
matter. Okay. He's leading an insurrection against the United States. He's in a place. Maybe he has access to dirty bombs or whatever. He's clearly an enemy combatant. He has links to some foreign group. Why shouldn't? Two questions. One, why shouldn't the president have the ability to take him out with a drone? And two, would you really want his authority to do that to be supervised by the Senate Intelligence Committee or a judge?
Justice Department. Well, you know, these hypotheticals are interesting, but I think the point you raised during the show, which is, you know, why did Rand Paul do this? What did he achieve? A couple of things. In that white paper that came out of the Justice Department, there were two things that they mentioned that were important for use of drones against Americans. One was imminence of the threat. Two was the credibility of the evidence against the individual. Turns out that both of those prongs were very wobbly, right? Because the imminent wasn't really imminent, and then the credible threat, you didn't need clear evidence of a credible threat. So while we can make up these hypotheticals and say, okay, the whole country will be in flames unless we take this one guy out, I get that, but I think there's nothing wrong with stating some clear, bright line rules for when an executive can take out an American citizen on American soil.
So you don't even think it matters if it's a drone or not. They just should be able to take him out in any regard.
I had a target assassination with a president with a kill list. How do you get on the kill list?
Combatant.
How are you labeled an enemy combatant?
But isn't that a separate issue? I agree with you on that issue, but that's a separate
issue. Should there be any standards? Should the president just say, well, we think this man is leading an insurrection. Nobody has to review the evidence. Nobody has to actually get a sense of whether the threat is truly credible or not. If that's the case, then there are a lot of individuals out there.
Here's the question I don't understand.
Already?
Here's the question I don't understand. Rand Paul gets a letter the day after from after the filibuster from Holder, and he acts as if this is a great victory on his part. It seemed to me that the letter he got from Holder was meaningless. The letter said, if the question is, will we hit an American on U.S. soil who's not in combat, The answer is no.
Yeah, I didn't
think. Well, of course.
That.
What does that say?
Yeah, I didn't.
Nobody
think
that.
Yeah,
you,
I agree with you.
Out
I don't think
you
got much of anything out of the letter.
That was one of the things that Rand Paul was bringing up in the filibuster. So I think, and that was part of McCain and Graham's complaint about it, that he was bringing up situations where the answer seemed obvious.
Yeah, but Laura says it's all hypothetical. But that's exactly what Rand Paul was doing. I mean, isn't it ironic to you that Code Pink is supporting your position?
Well, okay. So ACLU, so the ACLU, Amnesty International, Mitch McConnell, John Cornyn, Ron Wyden, and Dick Durbin, who stood up and said, I actually support the fact that you're raising these questions.
All right. There's a lot of question and answer there, and some pretty interesting info that you may not have known. 888-302-3684. The most interesting stories of the day are here on this program, and this certainly is one of them. Kentucky Senator Paul stood for 13 hours on the Senate floor last week to protest the Obama administration drone policy, but he never actually knew he was going to stay that long. There was an op-ed piece in the Washington Post published late last week. He outlined what went through his mind during the filibuster and how fellow lawmakers cheered him on. He said, quote, if I had planned to speak for 13 hours when I took the Senate floor, I would have worn more comfortable shoes. I started my filibuster with the words, quote, I rise today to begin to filibuster John Brennan's nomination for the CIA. I will speak until I can no longer speak. And I meant it. He had a large binder of materials to help him get through all of the talking points, but sometimes he read an op-ed piece of prepared remarks in between his own thoughts. So it had some impact. I thought it was good, frankly. 888-302-3684. What say you? This is the Monday, March 11th review of what's going on in the world of conversation news talk, so-called political talk radio.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400 and I've maintained my weight at 172. Gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Hi, this is Sherry. My husband started taking Andro 400 a few months ago and wow, has he ever changed. He's no longer a couch potato, and he actually likes to go out and do things again. Best of all, he lost his gut, and is he looking good? All I have to say about that is...
Andro 400, the natural way to increase your testosterone. Guys, if you'd like to lose your belly fat, gain energy and muscle, and feel like you did years ago, try Andro 400, the safe, effective, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Andro400.com.
That's the sound of Celsin Science wiping out dandruff. Introducing Celsin Blue Sensitive Scalp. Feel it get to the root of dandruff and gently whisk scalp irritation away with soothing vitamins B5, E, and essential oils. Now when you style your hair, it feels oh so good to the touch. New Celsin Blue Sensitive Scalp. Science for your scalp. Use as directed.
Discover card.
Yes, hello, good sir. I'm what you might call a food connoisseur, and I'm curious. Is it true I can get 5% cash back right now at restaurants?
That's right, every time you dine.
Ooh, I do like just about everything from duck confit
to corn dog corn ketchup.
Uh-huh, all food should be served on a stick.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Get 5% cash back and up to $1,500 in purchases at restaurants now through March. Sign up for 5% and get more details at discover.com.
If you've got a pre-owned GM vehicle, you test drove it, right? And if your car is OnStar, why not test drive it too? Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us. You'll get automatic help in a crash, turn-by-turn directions, roadside assistance, and monthly diagnostic checks, all at no cost and no obligation. Offer good on 2006 or newer digitally equipped GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, details, and system limitations.
With an industry-leading distribution network, Grainger can save you tons of downtime by offering over 900,000 products, many ready to ship right when you need them. In fact, 99% of items ordered ship same day. So fast, the International Acronym Committee is considering changing ASAP to ASAG, or as soon as Grainger. At least they would be considering it if there were such a committee. To help keep your business running efficiently, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show and the discussion of the president's handling of the drone situation, Rand Paul and his filibuster, and Meet the Press, David Gregory talked to Senator Tom Coburn of Oklahoma, Congressman Cory Gardner of Colorado, and Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard of Hawaii about last week's filibuster.
Here was Rand Paul this week on the drone policy. Here's a piece of what he did.
I rise today to begin to filibuster John Brennan's nomination for the CIA. I will speak until I can no longer speak. I will speak as long as it takes.
And it was 13-plus hours. He got pretty high marks, actually.
He's a rookie.
From right, 13 hours?
Right. Come on!
But there was some bipartisan support, if not substantively, at least for the use of the filibuster. Are we really as bad as we say we are, Senator?
No, but the first thing you heard was because he filibustered, and he actually did it the way they want him to do it, to actually go out there and spend the time and speak, complaining about the filibuster again. Look, Adams talked about and Madison talked about the tyranny of the majority. The reason the Senate is designed the way it is to make sure that minority rights are always protected. And, you know, quite frankly, is we've gone from a little bit of being spoiled when you have 60-plus senators to not get your way every time, and then when the rules are used to actually create an issue that is important to a senator like Rand Paul and spend time on it, I think was very, regardless what you think about the issue, it's very important the American people see the human side and the issues and the debates about important, whether it's a civil liberty or whether it's an issue on spending, that we actually spend the time to do it. You know, the Senate spends 70% of its time in a quorum call, which is nothing positive. So, you know, I think this was a great opportunity for a sophomore senator to make his point, and he got a lot of support for it, whether you agree with him or not. That's what the Senate was designed to do.
Well, let me ask a substantive point.
Come out there
to two members of Congress who were not actually around after the attacks of 9/11. You weren't in Congress yet. And this whole debate about drones and presidential power, would you as members of Congress like to see Congress have a real debate about whether the president still should have the same level of authority he has in the realm of executive power and national security to fight this war on terror as President Bush got from Congress? Should Congress have the guts to step up and have that debate?
Well, I'd like to see a real debate on many things in Congress, especially this issue.
Yeah.
I think the issue over drones, authority of the president when it comes to war powers, executive powers, actions in Iraq, Iran, what's happening in the United States with drones, and the failure of this administration to answer Senator Paul's questions in a timely fashion. And so I would like to see that debate, and I think Congress needs to reinsert itself into its constitutional role.
As a veteran, Congresswoman, do you think the president should have all the authority that President Bush first received after 9/11?
Well, and see, this is an area where Cory and I agree. We have a great responsibility in Congress, and from my background and my experience, obviously come in with a firsthand perspective on the value of these counterterrorism tactics and strategies during the time of war overseas in enemy territory, and that being the appropriate place for them, not here on American soil. And it is our responsibility to hold hearings because it's an important discussion that the American people are very concerned about, as are we, and we have to set the parameters for what the measures will be.
Conversation, commentary, interpretation, rumors, all that good stuff is here as a part of the conversation and certainly the drone discussion. And your calls should continue and will in a matter of moments here on the Countdown.
Your
freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Doug Steffen here on the Countdown, reviewing the discussion on drones. Those of you who listened to my conversation, I think it was last Thursday or Friday, I wasn't being facetious when I said the candidates are Hillary Clinton, Rand Paul, and Jeb Bush. Those are the three people running for the presidential nod in 2016. See how that plays out over the next few years. This is Rand Paul has his sights set on running for president in 2016. And more he's saying things that his father said, but somehow or other, maybe being in the Senate gives him a little more of a separation and gives him a little more attention, because a lot of people are liking what this guy has to say. 888-302-3684. Here's Talk Host Don Russell with political analyst Dr. Susan Roberts. They talk about how many people are more fascinated by the act of filibustering than the actual subject matter.
One of the most fascinating things that happened this week, I thought, was the filibuster against the nomination of Brennan for head of the CIA.
Oh, well, it was, and I think that it was a picture of what it used to be and what it what it might be and what it doesn't need to be. And I think that it did. People have said not only was it the spectacle, and it may not. I really don't think it was a stunt. I think he had something to say about the drone issue, and people have said he really brought that up to the forefront. And also, people are watching to say, oh, so some people can come and kind of help him. It doesn't have to be just Jimmy Stewart. They can ask questions and help him out. My question is, why didn't he go just a little bit longer to get that record?
Well, I thought the record was 24 hours, and with Strom Thurmond, and that's part of the point that I wanted to bring up was...
I don't know that it was 24, was it?
That's what I had read, yeah. So the story was, is how could Strom Thurmond do this and not go to the job for 24 hours?
Didn't you hear the story?
Yeah.
He went and the sauna story?
Yeah, the catheter?
Yeah, well, he went to the sauna dehydrated, so when he would drink, it wouldn't he wouldn't have to excuse himself.
Yeah, I mean, the backstory here is the most fascinating part of the filibuster. In the old days, you didn't really have to occupy the floor. That you could, there would be a recess, or you could take, or you could cede the floor or whatever, and still maintain your filibuster. But I thought the whole history behind filibustering after this took place was the most fascinating part of the story. Nobody really said anything about the message. It was in the whole backstory. That was the story.
Well, and also, I mean, Twitter was very useful for a lot of people. You know, people got the message, you know, look and see what's going on, support the filibuster, and it spread like wildfire.
It really did. Well, and in the long run, Brennan was confirmed, so does that call into question the value of a filibuster?
Well, I think that, that was to show a point. And I think, though, when they look at different means for cloture and things that we won't go into, but, you know, that there, you know, maybe this was another thing this week that just highlighted the need for bipartisanship, in addition to lunching and dining, to say, look how not silly this was, but when it's done about just not letting certain issues come up, that's what we need to reform in terms of Senate rules, and they can do that anytime.
888-302-3684. Remember when Time Magazine ran its now famous cover, The Republican Savior, how Marco Rubio became the new voice of the GOP? Remember that from a while back? I guess only time will tell if this senator from Florida lives up to that billing. Entirely possible that time will be proven wrong because of what Rand Paul did last week. Maybe there's a cover coming how Rand Paul became the real voice of the GOP. Is he? Is it Tea Party time? Is it can the Republicans see the writing on the wall? 28 past the hour.
Staples has always made getting office supplies easy, and now we're making it easy to get everything for your break room, too, like Scott paper towel 6-packs for $4.99.
Hey, ready for lunch?
Sure, just gotta put on my lunch pants.
Lunch pants?
Yeah, to wipe my hands on. This office is always out of paper towels.
We got more from Staples, so keep your business pants on, please.
Your loss. For a limited time, get Scott Mega Roll Paper Towel 6-packs for $4.99 at Staples. That was easy.
Offer is $3.23.13. Limit 1 per customer while supplies last.
At Hotels.com, we've got thousands of deals for every occasion. And to celebrate spring, we've got low prices on your favorite getaways. But what could we call such a fantastic sale? The I'm so happy it's finally spring I could dance sale? The man I love a quick weekend getaway sale? The grab the camera because it's family vacation time sale? How about just the spring sale? That about sums it up.
Now through April 1st, save up to 30% on your favorite destinations. Book now only at Hotels.com. Finding you the perfect place at the perfect price.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
That's the sound of Celsin Science wiping out dandruff. Introducing Celsin Blue Sensitive Scalp. Feel it get to the root of dandruff and gently whisk scalp irritation away with soothing vitamins B5, E, and essential oils. Now when you style your hair, it feels oh so good to the touch. New Celsin Blue Sensitive Scalp. Science for your scalp.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, will be held March 16th and 17th at the Nashville Expo Center and Tennessee State Fairgrounds. Admission is free and doors open at 9 a.m. Come join us to learn life-saving techniques to help you and your family handle crisis situations. Meet Nat Geo's Dennis McClung to see if you have what it takes to be on the next season of Doomsday Preppers. Walk through a bomb shelter, learn first aid, CPR, and much more. For more information, go to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
And while you're at the NPS Expo, meet and speak with Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. If you take pharmaceutical drugs and wonder why side effects require you to take more drugs, Nobel Prize nominee Dr. Wallach has the answer. Hear how he took on the FDA 8 times and won every time. Don't miss Dr. Joel Wallach at the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, March 16th and 17th. Admission is free. Log on now to NPSExpo.com. That's NPSExpo.com.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there, I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
If you're feeling bored and less energetic today, this is a way to charge up your mind. A lot of people's discussions, thoughts on this thing might seem like they're pedantic, but it's something to increase the blood flow in your head to think about the sameness of the routine at the Senate and the House, and then to have somebody like Rand Paul come in and stir the pot. So the discussion is the use of drones. The discussion is Rand Paul. The discussion is what, in fact, talk radio has done with all of this past week. 888-302-3684. Callers who are against the use of drones, for the use of drones, against Senator Paul, for Senator Paul, against filibustering, for filibustering. And so here we go. Sandra in Alabama is happy that Rand Paul had the guts to do what he did.
I agree with everything the man said. I'm just so glad he had the spine, I guess you would say, to stand up, and I wish more of the senators would do the same, because it seems to me I'm just a retired nurse, and I'm a grandmother, but it seems I watch TV all the time, and it just seems to me as if our country is slowly being taken over. I mean, I know this sounds like a... Oh, I don't know what you would say the word is, but I read a book, 5 Days in May, back when I was in high school, years and years and years ago. And what's happened the last few years, it just seems like there's someone slowly, and it's got into our government, that's trying to take over all of America. And it's very scary, and I thank him for what he did, and I just hope the rest of them have the guts to stand up there with him. I really do.
Well, let's see how that plays out. They'll all do what's in their own best interest, not necessarily yours, Sandra. 888-302-3684. The GOP and whether or not he's the new leader, something that some people are thinking about. What's your opinion on this? Don in Florida now.
If you ask the
average black man, are you scared of a drone? They will say, I'm scared of the police who will stop me for not stopping at a stop sign. So we waste all this time and money, and people get all hyped up because Ron Paul is going to protect American people from something scrappy here. It all depends on who you ask. What a waste of time.
For you, sir, yes. And if we ask you, that's what you're going to say. So I appreciate your expressing yourself. Not everybody agrees with you, although you are right about black people being stopped. Not necessarily you go through a stop sign or a red light, then maybe you ought to be stopped. But then what happens after you're stopped is a whole different discussion. Take up a whole radio program. We're going to stick to drones and your calls at 888-302-3684 and Senator Rand Paul's action. Michelle in Colorado is a Democrat, and she liked Rand Paul.
As a Democrat who has voted for Obama twice, I was very proud of Rand Paul and his efforts to bring attention to something that so many people seem to be sleeping, that and the NDAA. And I don't think many of our citizens realize that our First, our Fifth, and our Tenth Amendment have had a direct hit with the National Defense Authorization Act and along with the drones. So good job, Rand Paul.
Rand Paul, it's interesting, lady who's a Democrat, happy about Paul. More and more Democrats are disillusioned. It's interesting, there were so many that were disillusioned to begin with, or at least if you believe what they told you before the election, I'm not voting for him anymore. So said many of you, and yet you did. Was that because you didn't like Mitt Romney, you don't like Republicans, you liked the Schwarber that came out of Obama's mouth before the election? Man, all of that stuff, 888, you just wonder about people being reelected. George Bush, another one. How the hell did he get reelected under the circumstances is a question I continue to ask myself, and it was because the Democrats didn't put up a good candidate. And so the Republicans in this circumstance did put up a pretty good candidate, but he didn't really have his heart in it, as we are now learning. Kevin in Idaho says we're only getting as much information on the drone program as the people in Washington want you to have.
I think there's something very, very big missing. Everybody's citing the Constitution, but they're citing, you know, the original amendments. Well, amendments have articles upon those, okay? And what's happening that I'm seeing, because I'm an educator, is that you have both sides playing this little pick and choose game. They're not telling the American people what's going on. They're misinforming them. They're dumbing them down. I appreciate what Rand Paul thinks he's trying to do, but all members of, you know, our government have taken an oath to protect and defend our nation from terrorism and attacks, both, you know, from foreign soil and from domestic sources as well. A drone strike? Well, what are we going to do? Start, you know, hiring, you know, Marines to start, you know, attacking a Starbucks to take somebody out who is a domestic terrorist that's working for foreign interests? Yeah, that's going to send a real good message. It sucks either way. People are going to get the wrong impression when we have to take out somebody who is threatening, you know, our livelihood and our lives. But what Rand Paul did, 12 hours of filibustering and citing things to confuse the American people over what our laws really are, is absolutely disgusting. And he's setting a precedent that's going to continue where politicians are going to say, okay, I'm going to pick and choose this to talk about, and I'm not going to go through the real laws of our Constitution. I'm only going to pick out this excerpt that suits my purpose and pull the Americans further apart. We're supposed to be united, not divided. And we all want the same thing, and I think the filibuster has actually hurt us more than helped us.
All right, sir. Well, check who you voted for and then get back to us in terms of all of this as far as we're all trying to be on the same page or we would like to get together on some of these issues. Let's see how your favorite politicians have done in that department of working together. 888-302-3684. Here's Diane in New York who wants to know how the Democrats can be against waterboarding terrorists but for drone strikes.
I applaud Senator Paul for his stand for our Constitution. I could probably hit on 15 talking points for the removal of Obama, but I will state one. These hypocritical liberals who are apoplectic over waterboarding of murdering terrorists are now just fine with the droning of fellow citizens. What's going on in this country? It's certainly not the country that I grew up in. I'm 60 years old. And who is this president? And I ask everybody, what's next if Americans can be killed on our own soil?
Yep. That's a good question, and that's why Rand Paul is getting traction. You listen, you watch. This guy is, remember the movie, I Could Have Been a Contender. This guy is a contender for 2016. You wait and see. 888, what's the media doing about it? Well, the news media will try to play it down because they don't like him because he doesn't like the news media. And see where that goes. 888-302-3684. One of the things that's clear about this, not only did he win, he being Rand Paul, win, get a lot of attention through the regular news media channels, but tremendous attention on the social media, the so-called new media. He's got it. He knows how to use it. He'll be a contender, if you will, because Obama, the only reason Obama won is because he was able to use social media to get people from 18 to 30 to go vote for him. Otherwise, he wouldn't have stood a chance. A chance. 888-302-3684. Richard is in Mississippi with a wake-up call.
This should be just completely outlawed. Take these weapons out of the hands of these people. I mean, they've declared war on America now. Come on. We all got to kind of wake up. There is a Constitution out there. It's very easy to read. It's not been amended. What they do is they legislate around it, and then they call that law. This is junk law. And, you know, they're worried about people getting upset about this. Well, people should be upset about this. I mean, what's it going to take in this country for people to stand up and say, hey, quit stripping every right we have? We get these rights from God, and we get naturally, when you're born, you have these rights. The Constitution is supposed to restrict the government from infringing upon any of these rights at any time. It's gone completely the other way. I mean, people think we actually get rights from the Constitution. No, they're to protect our rights, and that's the job of government. So as Ron Paul famously said, it's time for the country to ask a question. What is the role of government here? And I'm tired of these socialists, and you call them what they are.
888. What a great call that was. That's the best call of the morning so far, sir. Thank you. 888-302-3684. Wake up, America. Wake up, America, to what is going on. You are being used. You're a pawn in the game that these people are playing with each other. And those who are worried about the government taking things over and want to have their guns. There's incredible arguments listening to people like that. A reason for you to make sure you can protect yourself. The Talk Radio Countdown Show, a few more calls on the drone situation and what Rand Paul has done to bring our attention around to looking at the real issue. That's as we continue here on the Countdown.
Staples has always made getting office supplies easy, and now we're making it easy to get everything for your break room, too, like Scott paper towels 6-packs for $4.99.
Hey, ready for lunch?
Sure, just gotta put on my lunch pants.
Lunch pants?
Yeah, to wipe my hands on. This office is always out of paper towels.
We got more from Staples, so keep your business pants on, please.
Your loss. For a limited time, get Scott Mega Roll Paper Towel 6-packs for $4.99 at Staples. That was easy.
Offer is 3/23/13. Limit 1 per customer while supplies last.
Hey, Flo.
Yeah?
So let's wrap up this leaf blowing, and then we can finish pruning the shrubs up front.
Already done. Hey, one question.
Yeah?
Just hypothetically, if the shrubs were pruned to look like cartoon animals, that would be a good thing, right? Hypothetically?
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
It's a new year and a great time to reflect on things you sometimes take for granted. As the saying goes, freedom doesn't come free. That couldn't be more true for our wounded soldiers returning home. Would you please join me in supporting veterans by getting them the help that they need and deserve? My partners at the Purple Heart Service Foundation are dedicated to seeing that all veterans receive the support they need, so with your help, they can continue to go above and beyond to serve those who have served us so well. Get involved today by making a donation. You can give any unneeded vehicle easily with a free pickup, boats, that sort of thing. Cash, credit card donations are also accepted. All donations are completely tax deductible. The Purple Heart Service Foundation relies on your donation, so don't sit around thinking about helping. Do something. Get involved by calling 877-743-1631. That's 877-743-1631. Purple Heart Service Foundation, 877-743-1631.
It hurts to have a cold. Not only are you congested, your body aches and your head aches. Fight the pain and the cold symptoms with Advil Congestion Relief, the only over-the-counter cold and sinus medicine that combines Advil with a proven decongestant to relieve the pain and sinus pressure that come with the cold. Advil Congestion Relief. Tough on pain, tough on colds. Use as directed.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Maxwell, you're on.
Cool. And so you just want me to read the script? You don't want me to do the wee thing? Okay. Today I'm going to talk about the new Geico mobile app and how you can manage your policy and get your ID card and customize it with your favorite Geico character. But I'm not yelling wee or anything because they don't want me to, right?
Correct.
Okay, just saying it's my thing.
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
Discover card?
Yes, hello, good sir. I'm what you might call a food connoisseur, and I'm curious. Is it true I can get 5% cash back right now at restaurants?
That's right, every time you dine.
Oh, I do like just about everything from duck confit
to corn dog corn ketchup.
Uh-huh, all food should be served on a stick.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Get 5% cash back and up to $1,500 in purchases at restaurants now through March. Sign up for 5% and get more details at discover.com.
888-5, sorry, I keep doing this. I have two or three different numbers I use for different programs. 888-302-DOUG is how you get through. The Air Force, amid the growing debate over policy for using drones, has reversed its policy of sharing the number of drone strikes and erased previously published statistics from its website, according to the Air Force Times. What do you say about that? 888-302-3684. Here's Nikki listening in St. Louis. Nikki, you're on the Countdown Live. Go ahead, please.
Yes, hi. I was just proud to say that I was born in 1969, and as far as I'm concerned, our societies always have had drones. They were the former people. Now they're trying to authorize using computers or robotic-operated type drones in order to do the same thing, terrorize and kill people for whatever reason that they want. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
All right, ma'am. Thanks very much for the call. 888-55-Stop it, will you? 888-302-3684. Let's cap this conversation. Joe has called the countdown from Maryland on this drone issue.
I'm a Democrat and a lifelong committed Democrat. And in my view, every single Democrat senator who criticized President Bush for Abu Ghraib, Guantanamo, and extraordinary rendition should have been rushing into the Capitol to support Rand Paul. The Democratic Party, if it stands for anything, it has been consistent in its support of the Fifth and the 14th Amendments, right, to due process. It is what provided the foundation for giving African Americans the right to vote, to ensuring that people have access to government, and that this administration has such disdain for it is just shocking. And I have to say that this is more than just this issue of drones used domestically. Due process rights throughout our country's history have followed American citizens wherever they go around the globe. And and this issue about whether one is an enemy combatant, that is something that should be determined in an adversarial proceeding. The executive branch should not have the right to make a unilateral decision about whether one is an enemy combatant, and then acting on the evidence that they have gathered and acting on their determination of who is an enemy of the United States, go out and kill that person overseas when that person is a U.S. citizen. I am surprised that those such as Bernie Sanders have not given support to the efforts of Rand Paul, and I am appalled that the leadership of my own party is so inconsistent with their views on the importance of the Fifth and the 14th Amendments.
All right, you wait and see. Mark my words on March, what's today, March the 11th. You mark my words. This guy, Rand Paul, is going to get a lot of attention from people in both parties. Look out, Democrats and Republicans. 51 passed. TSA guidelines next in our focus here on the countdown.
Are you or someone you love struggling with stress, anxiety, or less than perfect health? Hi, this is Pastor Ginny, and as a woman of faith, I spent many years in ministry burdened with anxiety and fear. But in 2010, I met Dr. Carolyn Dean, and I took her recommendation to try RNA drops. Within days of taking RNA drops, my anxiety began to lift. My joy was restored, and the peace of mind that I would have once called a miracle has now become normal to me. Discover what RNA drops can do for you. Order your free sample today at www.rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. There you can order a free 30-day trial-size bottle of RNA drops by paying just shipping and handling. That's www.rnafreesample.com. Maybe there's a miracle waiting there for you.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The monster stories on News Talk Radio. Delta Airlines says no to the TSA policy on knives. You can check that story out at DougSteffen.com. And here to discuss these new TSA guidelines from an excerpt on Piers Morgan's program where he talks to Senator John McCain about the announcement that small knives and other items that have been prohibited will now be allowed back on airplanes.
They have announced that they're going to allow a number of pen knives and other implements of that nature back onto planes. And a former TSA chief who ran the TSA for 5 years until recently, Kip Raleigh, has told CNN that he would go further. He said they ought to let everything on that's sharp and pointy. Battle axes, machetes, bring anything you want that's pointy and sharp, because while you may be able to commit an act of violence, you will not be able to take over the plane. It's as simple as that. What is your reaction to that?
I think maybe we need a congressional hearing on the whole issue of what
is a danger to the entire flight and what we shouldn't. I think we need to call witnesses since they have made this policy change. To be honest with you, Piers, I think I'm an expert on a number of issues. I'm not that well versed on that one, but it might be good for the Homeland Security Committee to have an oversight of this. My beef with TSA, my friend, is that our security procedures have basically not changed in the last 12 years. They're still having to do invasive body searches. We still wait in long, long lines. Couldn't we have a fast lane? Couldn't we have develop a technology where we could all just walk through? In other words, I have not seen a single advance in technology in expediting people through airports since we put these procedures in place in 9/11. That's what I'd like to know about.
It does seem extraordinary.
I'm sure I say that for a selfish reason because of the frequency of my visits to airports.
Well, I'm in the same boat, and I share your frustrations. Particularly is when I board a plane, for example, in London at Heathrow to come to New York, I don't have to take my shoes off anymore. So there's no consistency now between countries and airlines on the same routes, which I find quite baffling. But in terms of this knife issue, I just can't for the life of me understand why the TSA's first relaxation of these very stringent rules would allow people to take on board the very kind of weapon that the 9/11 hijackers deployed to take control of that plane.
There's Piers Morgan with John McCain. Interesting question to ponder. Control of the airports. How come John McCain can't have more to say about what goes on there, be my question. Here's Talk host Ross Kaminsky with one of his callers about some of the items the TSA now says they're okay on planes.
2.36 inches long, that's 6 centimeters. My guess is that is a very common size for Swiss Army knives. It would also allow hockey sticks, lacrosse sticks, pool cues, and other stuff like that to go on the planes. And it is getting a lot of pushback from air marshals, from flight attendants, from pilots, from everybody. Should we allow these small knives back on planes? Let's go right to the phones. Hey, Matt, how you doing?
Hey, Ross, how are you?
Good.
Good. Hey, dude, I'm with you, man. I think they should allow pocket knives. The problem is that you've got TSA that's been trained. All these guys have been trained for the past 11, 12 years to look, you know, that no pocket knives are allowed. So now you're just going to cause massive, as a frequent traveler, you're just going to cause massive delays for people going, well, just 6 centimeters? I don't know what pocket knives to go to. I don't know what to do. That's going to be a big problem. I think your wife's right.
Yeah, you know, you could be right about that. I think
I'm all for it. I just think that it's going to cause a nightmare. It's not going to speed up and let them find more bombs.
You know, so you get thousands more people carrying Swiss Army knives through, and you would, and yeah. Some of them are sort of close to this limit, and then you'll have, you know, these are the TSA agents who couldn't catch a fake bomb in a guy's pants out at Newark just this past week.
Exactly.
Imagine like the guy wondering, well, where exactly do you measure the blade from? You know, like where it comes off of the body of the knife, or just the sharp part, or who's, you know, it might be a mess.
I'm not knocking all of them, but those guys are not highly paid employees, and they do have a complex that they are police officers, or that they can take whatever they want to, but it's just going to be, I can only imagine, goodness gracious.
So you have a prediction, Matt? Do you have a prediction as to whether these unions will stop the rule change?
I'm not a big fan of unions.
Yeah, right.
I don't know. I mean, I heard, contradictory to somebody else, that the pilots union is actually for this thing, and that it's the flight attendants union that's not for it. So I don't think it'll get changed. I mean, I don't know how they change it.
Well, we'll see how this plays out during the rest of the week's conversation here. I'm Doug Steffen at 59.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen.
Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.